Senator Manchin says he plans to support the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2013, which is a plan worked out by Democratic Senator Patty Murray and Republican Congressman Paul Ryan. It would avoid a possible government shutdown in January. The deal basically does this. It would restore $63 billion worth of sequester cuts planned over the next 2 years. That money would be spent in 2014 and 2015. The money coming back is for both defense and non-defense spending. This plan would make cuts, however, over the next 10 years of $85 billion. One of the ways it's going to do this is by requiring newly hired federal employees to contribute more out of their paychecks to their retirement plans. It would also cut some energy research programs, including a $50 million National Energy Technology Laboratory Research and Development Program for onshore and offshore energy development. The NETL has a lab in Morgantown. In total, this deal is expected to reduce the national deficit by up to $23 billion over the next 10 years. Manchin says this plan is positive movement, but it's not the end all.
So anybody that says, oh, they just kicked the can down the road, they did. They just didn't dent the can as bad as it's been dented. Let's put it that way.
Manchin says he expects the Senate to take up this bill very soon, possibly this weekend. Manchin says he wants a deeper look at tax reform, specifically tightening tax loopholes. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.